Here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Paul Esposito is in the house. He's getting us started here today, and I'm not going to tell you that it's a special day in his life. All I will say is someone around the globe among 7 billion people is having a birthday today. And, you know, so happy birthday to that person, whoever that person might be. So happy birthday, Paul. I just assume their name is Paul. So anyway, hope you are having a great day today now that I have made him red and made me red. So y'all have a wonderful day. We do want to start off today by saying thank you to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And Bill Andrike is a great brother in Christ. He does his business with integrity. He operates with efficiency and fairness. And he also has a way of keeping track, at least for us, because he's done repeated work for us. And so we had him out the other day, and he said it's been almost a year to the day since I had had to come out and work on this system. And so we want to encourage you to give him a call. Fortunately, ours are not major issues. They're just little bitty maintenance issues. And if you want to give Bill a phone call, you can, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So I want to let you know that a week from tomorrow, May the 25th, is going to be a ladies' rally at Merit Assembly of God. We're inviting all the ladies from Brevard County that want to come. You don't have to be Assemblies of God to be there. The Deanna Schrodes, who is our ladies' women's director for this entire area of Florida, from the Georgia line all the way down to the Keys, from the Atlantic to the Gulf Coast, she is going to be bringing her ministry team over. I have been told that there is going to be a gift for everyone that is there. And that's in the message that I saw that in. It was capital G, capital I, capital F, capital T. I don't know what that means, but it's going to be a day that you will be blessed. I also know that there's going to be praise and worship. I know that there are going to be some products that are available that may be a blessing in your life. Normally, whenever they have a ladies' rally, there's also some things that have some bling to it. You don't see a lot of bling at the men's conference like we were at here a couple of weeks ago, but ladies like their bling. And in fact, my wife had a birthday here not too long ago, and one of her favorite things was one of the birthday cards that she received because it had all sorts of little blingy things on the face of the card. She said, I may have to put that in a frame. I don't know what products they're going to be bringing to the table. There's going to be praise and worship. There's going to be some food and some fellowship involved. There will probably be some altar time, some time given over to prayer. I don't know about Q&A or anything like that, whether there's any questions or answers. But I can tell you this, I've always enjoyed getting to hang out with people from other churches rather than just my own. It gives me a much bigger picture of what the body of Christ looks like. And you move from a local congregation to an area, and, you know, so this will probably be primarily ladies from Brevard County. There may be some from Volusia County, maybe some from Flagler County. And a number of different churches are putting this event on. There's going to be a worship team from one church, and we're hosting the event. And then ladies are coming from all over, and really going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. Encourage you to come and be a part of that. We're working hard to get everything ready, as best as we can. So that'll be May the 25th, 11 a.m., 165 North Grove Street. Ladies, I encourage you, if you're going through a difficult season, you might want to come to that. Bring a friend. There will be minimal number of men there, just enough to make sure that everything is safe and that everything is running smoothly, you know, like the sound system and things like that. So it is pretty much a ladies-only event. So encourage you to be there May the 25th, 11 a.m., Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. So appreciate everything that is coming forward with that. So today we're going to go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2. We are talking about the Holy Spirit leading us, and that the Holy Spirit leads us, guides us into all truth. So today we're going to begin reading back in verse number 20. We'll read to the end of the chapter, and then we'll pick up where we did on yesterday's program with verse number 23. It says there in verse number 20, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." So we're going to pick up today with verse number 23. It says, "But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife." When we started this particular section in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 14, there have been a number of things that Paul encouraged Timothy that he was not supposed to do. And as I was preparing to come in today, I just felt God impressed. You know, sometimes when God guides you, he guides you in things that you should do. Other times he guides you with things that you should not do. So let me just remind you about a few of the things that God has instructed Paul by the Holy Spirit to encourage Timothy to avoid, and therefore you and I should avoid them as well. Don't strive about words. Don't strive about words. You know, in all honesty, I'm a news. If I have an addiction in my life, it probably would be addicted to news. I like to be aware of what is going on. One thing that turns me off from watching the news is turning on to hear the news, the facts, the events that are going on, and instead getting a bunch of people up there who are not sharing any insight with me. They are simply in a debate. I do not watch television to watch debate. If people are getting on there and this person is saying this thing and the next person is coming on to rebut that, and it seems to be on all of the different networks, I look at it from a business perspective and say, you know what? I think there's a huge market out there for someone who just says, here are the things that have happened. No spin, no bias, no perspective. This is what is going on. I think that news channel would probably just skyrocket right to the top of the ratings, because everybody else is doing pretty much the same thing. Only, you know, some of them are from a left-wing perspective, some from a right-wing perspective. But all they want to do is argue. Paul says, don't strive about words. Now, I know that he is talking about things that are having to do with faith and all of that sort of stuff. But you and I, we've got to move above and beyond the trivial and the mundane. Other things that he said, shun profane and idle babblings. A lot of things that he tells us to do are things that we can avoid doing if we will just allow the Holy Spirit to tame our tongue. I just about merged tame and tongue and came up with tang. And that was already invented back in the 70s or 60s and 70s. So we need to shun those things. That means don't have anything to do with them. Another instruction, things that we should not do is we should not have dishonor going on in our vessel. We need to cleanse ourselves from dishonor. We're also instructed to flee youthful lusts. And here he says, avoid foolish disputes and do not quarrel. Do not quarrel. If someone wants to have a discussion with me, I am more than willing to sit down, have a discussion, and as long as we're peaceful, you know, about it and edifying about it, then I'm all for that. I had a person one time that sent me a piece of mail. They mailed it to me. Wasn't somebody from our church, wasn't someone from this area. They visited our church and they sent me a letter and said, I want to offer you some corrective criticism or constructive criticism, not corrective. I want to offer you some constructive criticism. Well, I want you to know something. I'm always looking to get better. And so if somebody is looking to be constructive, I'm all for that. The problem with that particular letter was that there was nothing constructive about it. The things that were in that letter were things that no one had any ability to do anything at all about. It was all about basically their personal perspective. And so I took that and I responded to it by filing it in the trash can. And again, a lot of times people come up and they will give me a suggestion and I'll say, you know what, that is a wonderful idea. And so it's not that I am not looking to get better, not looking for Merit Assembly of God to get better. We are. Right now, I did about 3 weeks on a pioneering spirit, you know, being pioneers in the faith, and still got more to come on that. So we're looking to not settle in the land of complacency, but to continue to press forward, not only for ourselves, but for the benefit of others. So we do want to follow Paul's counsel and we avoid foolish and ignorant disputes. So when someone says, hey, you know, I want to come and argue with you, had that is like, oh man, I am so sorry. I was just getting ready to head out the door. And in actuality, I wasn't telling them anything that was not true. I really did. And so they said, well, I'd better make this fast. And then they went off on this, you know, this rant. And I was like, you know, I'm still not going to argue with you. Still not going to argue with you. And to make sure that I don't argue with you and that I have witnesses that show that I'm going to behave in a positive manner, if you and I have a conversation anymore, we're going to make sure that there are, you know, some people who are there to be a part of that. I don't want I don't want to waste my time. I don't want you to waste your time arguing about stuff that really doesn't matter. Really, completely and totally does not matter. It grieves my heart when I hear about believers who their relationship dissolves over something that is temporal and trivial. You know, if we're going to have a debate about something that is monumental in the faith, then we can stand and we can have that discussion. But let's move beyond arguing about the color of the paint and the color, and we don't have any of that going on at Merit Assembly of God. We got too many things we're moving forward on. We're so excited about the things that are coming to Merit Assembly of God and the pace at which they're coming. And, you know, I've got some things that God is dealing with me in my heart that he wants me to do. So I don't have time to lose focus on what God wants me to do by being distracted by foolish and ignorant disputes. I want to ignore ignorant disputes. I don't want to be a part of anything that is going to generate strife. That's what it says here. The reason for avoiding foolish and ignorant disputes is knowing that they generate strife. And so there are situations that have come up on social media where people would make posts just to get an argument started. And so what I did was I clicked on that little source of information and said, I don't want to see what this person is offering, because I don't have time to be a part of things that are going to generate strife and discord. I tell you, when you lose your taste for that is when you have been the source of strife or discord and God corrected you like he did me, and you say, you know what? I don't want to go around that mountain one more time. A lot of people in life, they go around and around and around and around the mountain. They spend as many times in their life going around the mountains that are keeping them from moving into the promised land as the children of Israel did. Some people keep making the same mistakes decade after decade after decade after decade, when God really just wanted you to move forward. And so when God corrected me that one time on being a source of strife, I went, I apologized, I repented, and that person said, you know, it really wasn't that big of a deal. And it was as like, if it was that big of a deal to God that he just corrected me, then it's a big enough deal to me that I wanted to make sure that I never did that again. It was a different matter. It wasn't something where I had generated strife, but there was a situation where I asked God a question, and he gave me an answer, and then he asked this question: now, how many times do you want to go around this mountain? So today, you might be listening and you have been striving about words and you just do a whole lot of babbling that goes on. You might have some dishonorable things going on in your life. You may still be subjected to the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the youth. And today I want to encourage you to abandon all of that stuff, because we're not about generating strife. We're about people seeing that we have love one for another. By this shall all men know that you are my, Jesus' disciples, that you have love one for another. Okay? So we're not about generating strife. We are about being vessels of love that is going to stand the test of time. Unconditional love. When everybody's fighting and there's one person over there that's praying, that's an entirely different matter. People will pretty soon see, you know what? That person over there is living above the fray instead of beneath the fray. And so he goes on in verse number 24 and he says, "The servant of the Lord must not quarrel." I'll say that again. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel. Quarrel. We are not supposed to be about fighting. And he goes on and he says, but be gentle to all. Gentle to all. I find that it takes a great deal more strength to be gentle than it does to run roughshod. Anybody can be a bull in a china shop. Anybody can be a runaway locomotive. It takes a person of restraint, of self-control, of discipline to say, you know what? I am going to deal with this person in a gentle manner. Proverbs says a soft answer, a gentle answer, turns away wrath. And so, you know, a couple of weeks ago, couple of weekends ago, we were at the men's conference, and I was in a workshop, and it was a panel discussion. There were three people up there, and I wasn't one of them on the panel. There, people were asking them questions, and then they were giving their answer, and they asked one person on this panel this one question. And he just sat there, and he sat there, and it got to be a pretty substantial period of time. And he said, you know, I just want to make sure that I give the right response. I just want to make sure that I communicate this and that I don't come across as just being a one-issue person. I just want to give the right response. You know, I think if people see that we treat them with loving kindness and gentleness, the tender mercies of the Lord, I think we'll find that we've got a lot more to offer than you know, punching one another in the eye. I don't know why this is coming to me right now. It's not in my notes, but there's a story in the Old Testament when David and, or Joab and Abner, Joab was leading David's fighting men, and Abner was leading, the nation of Israel's, the 10 northern tribes. And there was this civil war that was going on, and Abner proposes that they pick 12 of their best men and they put them down in this mud hole, and they said, we'll let them fight it out instead of everybody else in the armies having to fight it out. And so they go down into this mud hole, this pit. And the 12 from Israel and the 12 from Judah, they all 24 of them employed the exact same tactic. With one hand, they reached up and they grabbed the other guy's beard, and with the other hand, they thrust their sword into the other guy's belly. And here's what happened. All 24 of them died. All 24 of them died. Israel ended up being routed and defeated in that by David's fighting forces under Joab's command. But I want to tell you this. I think that if we would look around and see that we do things God's way instead of the way that every other man on the planet is doing it, every other woman on the planet is doing it, if we say, you know what? Let's approach this situation with some tact, some strategy, some wisdom. Let's approach this situation with prayer. And so one of the things that I have set out in my spiritual journey to do is to make sure that if I am in a very sensitive situation, that I don't respond in the flesh. Even if that means that my response is delayed for a period of time, I want to make sure that I have prayed any carnal motives out of my response to where when I do respond, I respond with a thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. We are living in a time where it is becoming more and more volatile, and let's see, I believe it was in 2018. It may have been 2017. And God spoke this to me. He said, in the land of darkness, light is offensive. And in the land of deception, light is offensive. And I will tell you that in this time of high volatility that we see in America right now, that those who respond in gentleness, with tact, with strategy, with wisdom, with prayer, with compassion, I believe that you are going to find that they end up coming out as being the ones who exhibit great wisdom, and people are going to like the response that they gave better than anything else. He says, be gentle to all, able to teach. Able to teach. Whenever you are in a situation, it is not about whether or not a person comes out and says, you were right, you were wrong. My wife reminds me of things that I said. The other night we were having a discussion. Wasn't intense fellowship, it was just a discussion. We were having a conversation, and she was talking about someone that she had given wisdom to, and she said, and I remember that this is what you said. The conversation that she was remembering was a conversation that we'd had about how does God lead us from 1984. And she still remembered that conversation. I don't even remember that conversation. And she remembers not only the conversation, but what I said in that situation. We're not looking to be told that we were right. What we are looking is to learn and to teach the right way to respond. Everything that you see here in 2 Timothy from this point forward is about bringing that person that is in strife and discord and bringing them to a place of repentance and to the right place that they're supposed to be with God. You got a great opportunity to have a wonderful weekend in Jesus. If you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you see you at Merit Assembly of God. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.